Angry Bastard Radio. We're back, motherfuckers. Hello, Moto. You got an hour 46 minutes left with the guards. It's your boy 6-4 in the building, GQ in the building. The rest of the niggas is on pause, you know what I mean? They doing what they do.
What is you crazy?
That was a little bit of welcome back. This is Thirsty Thursdays. Hello, Moto.
And they trying to make
bitch
ass niggas, man.
Bitch ass niggas, man. Hit us up 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 10 p.m.
Listen, man, bitch ass niggas, man. Red ring on the Xbox, man.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody got some suggestions or something like that, y'all niggas call up. We're not going to dwell on it too long because, you know, it's just the Xbox and all that. So, No, what up, though? The kids is healthy, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, took them to the respective, you know, sleeping places, sleeping quarters for the night or whatever. You know what I'm saying? With the moms or whatever. What up, though?
And shit, man. Cooling. Cooling out in the game. Yeah, man, I got the red ring one time.
Hold on.
One time. Today's show is going to be thirsty. I'm going to talk about all the thirst buckets, all the thirst balls out there that, you know, get it popping. So if y'all want to, you know, be a part of the conversation, definitely, you know, do what you do. I mean, let me see if I can get Lala, the infamous Lala, up in here in the building. Infamous Lala. Message. Or show. That.
Bitch ass niggas, man.
Bitch ass nigga, man.
Oh, man.
Alright, we're about to go in. It's funny because Lala, she, I was in the fucking Newark. Not the Newark, don't know. I was in the Chicago Chiz.
Right.
She was in there roasting these niggas, man. Roasting.
Chicago Chiz. Yeah, she's a fast girl with a loud phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if my dick was still hard, like if she was gonna give me head or some shit. For real. I can't even say I would fuck her face, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What saying,
yeah,
bro?
Pretty much.
Nigga, you don't got 95 minutes in this shit, nigga.
Even if I did, I wouldn't do it.
This is not, I actually don't have to do this. But I am. But check this out.
Paula, you're in the air.
The glove is talking about what we talk about. No doubt, he's where he's.
Hold on, you're on the air.
Oh yeah. Yo, you're on the air.
Whomever just called and blocked their number, you are on the air. Your microphone is unmuted.
You still hear me?
Alright, well now your microphone is muted, motherfucker. If you want to talk, push the one button.
Mm-hmm.
And it will signal me, letting me know that you want to talk. And that's when I'll unmute your mic again.
Word.
I'm not gonna shit on people because a lot of people don't have computers and shit like they don't have they don't have computers, so they can't really listen to the show unless they call the line. So I'm not mad at y'all. And all you bitch ass niggas in the industry, your careers won't be lasting long. Check it. I'm the fucking man. Who's the method? Notice. The other niggas' rap style is bogus. Doodoo. Compared to the other style, voodoo. These are the ends and the ends and the ends and the ends. Yeah.
This nigga is just playing like a backdrop. Keep it moving. Keep it moving, and we keep it moving. We keep it moving. We keep it moving. We keep it
moving.
Yeah, nigga, that's that shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and how you in?
Yeah, we like, nigga.
I'm gonna try to find this shit. I'm back in the day joints. man. Yo, nigga, you a bitch ass nigga, man. You a bitch ass nigga, man.
Shut up.
What you know about this shit, though?
Well,
hold on.
Nigga. Shut up.
What you know about this shit right here, nigga?
Let's put lace this shit real quick, nigga.
All I know is, oh man, come on, I want nothing.
What's you know about this shit, man? Once again, living life at a time of the gun, and now there's bullcat. But it ain't for no sale. Tomorrow got the power, but now it's still a fresh drop of gem on them. Once again, living life at a time of the gun, and now there's bullcat. Drop a gem on him. Take a tire. Ugly fake books need to retire. They got to gas. Take a match and smack fire. Smack fire out, out. Smack it ass. Have you represent for the QBC? Smoke that ass like a Lucy, bro. I need to quit. Fuck it. I'm like a cloud over the project. Your game, I'm above it. It's combat. Gas fingers and all that. Whatever you want, get off. Get off that. Nothing but the real shit presenting. I'll take cool 41st stock of engine. Side score, you have stepping. Like a press check out of the box. Niggas are testing, that's no question. Bitch ass, have you confessing? Like a DT, left in state of depression. You under pressure. Intact, no doubt catcher. The snitch snatcher. Shooking with asthma. You Casper, you hear my name. That's only giving me props. Plus the fans that you got. Whether it was got you hot. It's too not. Knocked out the box and got rocked. Got raped on the island. You officially. Yo, keep it real, man. Fucking with this is my part right here, man. These niggas came at Tupac hard, man. I got a 100 strong on, niggas ready to rock. Shit, clock, digits, numbers, and those digits. To look suspicious, suspect niggas is bitches. Chopped up, it ain't me, sound delicious. And lace back up, 2 G's, more prestigious. Reach the trust, space, and learn how to speak again. Arenas, and the house of harvest. See my cook, you need to run behind shit. Who shot ya? New York got ya. Once again. That shit, nigga. Let me see what else I can find. I don't know if you fuck with these niggas back then. Niggas wasn't really fucking with these niggas. Nas, Foxy Brown, AZ. Bone tap. Yeah. I try to find that shit, man, but I can't find that shit. I'm about to put in one of Six Four's favorite songs, man. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, that's it. You remember this shit right here, nigga?
What?
Huh?
What?
This is the shit right here, nigga.
Huh? Dance tonight.
Woo!
Dance tonight. And my money. And my money.
Tonight. Everywhere. I wanna dance. Oh! Yeah, I know you remember this right here.
It's Isaiah, Richard of
Richard of Flatbush.
Speak up.
Speak up.
The word on the street is the rampage return. Oh.
Ha! One time.
Brooklyn bomber, that champ rest. No success, I'm getting money progress. Traveling from free from state to state. That's how I get my ideas to create. I live motivate, I keep on moving. It's been proven, I make def jams like Rick Rubin. I stay on my tippy toes, wrecking shows. I'm too slow, you can't beat my ill flow. Hit this urban zone, keep low like an Eskimo. After people still carry my 4-4. Open the door, it's the real outlaw. From Flatbush to South Shore, giving you more with more. I just came home from tour. It's my time to burn the Rick's floor. I'm calling to the floor with the hat. I'm fully gassed to the max, proving facts. No faking jacks. I'm the baddest man on the wax. Messing around with my squad, you get taxed. Shitting X-Lax on hot track. I can't relax. Breaking back with my NFL for the bats. Flip mode DE, we bring good things to life. Put down your gun and light. I'm in it to win it, plus I'm wildin' for the night.
All my motherfuckers in the place to be, you feel right?
Yeah,
put your
wild
hands
for the
up.
Night. Huh?
Niggas in the place, if you wanna fight, tell me yes to skip it, because we
wild for the night. Huh?
My flip mode niggas getting
wild for the night.
Niggas in New York getting
wild for the night.
My niggas in the West getting
wild for the night.
People in the world getting
wild for the night.
My niggas up here, you throw your hands. If you feel right, we get in.
Wow for the night.
Throw your hands up, you get in.
Wow for the night.
Niggas cross the land, get in.
Wow for the night.
My niggas downtown, we get in.
Wow for the night.
Yo, I'm top villain, making a killing. Flipping script like Terry McMillan. I can't help the way I'm feeling. Chaps is feeling, drugs are dealing. My thug niggas keep illing. Rampage is higher than the ceiling. Mad and feeling. Brothers who dealing from Brown's villain. I'm ready and willing. I'm playing lock and chain. You can get my black rake bitter. Hit the chase. I'm moving cats like Chase. You about to get late. 15 across your face. You at the wrong place. You at the wrong time. You didn't use your third vision mind. You sipping wine. Your vision is blind. Yo, you can't see the victory. You in the street, it's getting deep. You roll the wind to roll peach, you're the black sheep. You up on tap shot when your little brother got shot. It's getting hot, now you back around the way with the same clothes, plus your bum holes that you chose. They gave up your whereabouts where you hang out, who you hang with. Now you got to get your dough split. You wildin' for the night.
Wildin' for the night, all my motherfuckers out across the land, we feeling right, cause you know we getting
wild for the night.
All my niggas across the sea and the earth, yeah, you know we coming through, we getting
wild for the night.
My flip mode niggas getting
wild for the night.
My out of state niggas getting
wild for the night.
My cross country niggas getting
wild for the night.
You know we getting
wild for the night.
You know we getting
wild for the night.
Throw your hands in the air if you wanna fight, feel right, cause you know we getting
wild for the night.
Yes, I'm getting down in the place to be. Flip most squad, yo, we get in.
Wow for the night.
My rampage niggas get in.
Wow for the night.
All of my real live niggas get in.
Wow.
Plus 5, Charles speaking, can I help you?
Yes, the is this the Village Voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, I would like to place a personal ad.
Uh-huh. What would you like to say in your ad?
I like to say, well-endowed player, well-endowed, of course, 31,
mm-hmm.
Seeks dirty hold a sip Cristal.
Repeat that.
Seeks dirty hold a sip Cristal. And have her ass sew up.
Dirty hold to sip
Cristal.
Mm-hmm.
And have her ass teared up.
Her ass teared up.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is too raunchy, even though.
Oh, yeah, this is straight hip hop. This is how females in hip hop like it. They like to be talked. This is how we communicate. Baby's got to keep it real than a mofo as I roll up deep in her stays.
Deep in her
stays or creviced. Serious inquiries only.
Okay, this ad cannot go under the men seeking women category, and you'd have to change your wording. You can't seek a dirty
instead of
code.
Saying deep into her crevice, what can I say?
One moment.
How about this? I have something totally different than a totally different ad. Dear Hizzles, whichever.
No hoes, no Hizzles, no hoes.
Instead of Hizzles, can I put Liz-80s?
Liz-80s.
Wizons to get shizzy with the nizzy. Flizzy, give Izzy me a sizzle. Sizzly, this is ours.
No.
Why not? I think that's fly. Okay, let's keep it simple then. Only hotties need a ply. Must like long walks on the beach, nights in front of the fireplace and sushi. Shouldn't steal my stuff. I like my women hairy. Must have titties in the badonkadonk butt. It's got to have a clean ass.
Obviously. Have you read our personals?
Yeah. I'm just putting my personals. This is what I want. And the last but not least, got to have strong legs, especially at the knees.
You cannot place a graphic ad.
What about the badonkadonk butt?
No.
You can't put badonkadonk? What about must have back?
You can say that. Must have back.
Must have back.
What's next?
Don't steal my stuff. And then after that, I like them hairy as hell. Could you just read that back to me?
You have only hotties need apply.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
Must have back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't steal my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of hair everywhere.
Nice, nice, nice. Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like stretch marks. Must have a C-section scar.
You can't put that on your greeting, and you can't put that in print.
Oh, one more thing then. Gotta love to hump.
Nope.
Gotta love to bone.
Nope.
You know what a C-ring is?
No. That's not going in your head either.
What about this? I want to bust a double horizontal on your ass.
No.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
I'll holler at you, Shel.
Bye-bye.
I love you. I love you. Don't never change, baby.
Cool.
Yo, don't change. Shell, don't change. Ma, don't get off the phone. Can I just speak to you for one more minute? Don't change. I love you, girl. I wish
that's
I could meet you.
That's very nice.
Could I meet you?
Bless you.
Yo, baby, could I meet you? Sounds sexy.
Anyway.
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Joan.
Joan, this is Spoonie.
Spoonie?
Yeah, and I bought some barbecue sauce from your store.
Yeah.
And I have kind of like a situation here.
What?
This is really embarrassing to talk about, but I poured some barbecue sauce
mm-hmm.
on me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my old lady poured it on me, and it's like, whoa, my ass is burning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do, and I have a rash.
Yeah.
My wife has developed a rash on her boobs.
Ooh.
Because of this barbecue sauce that we bought from your store. My mother told me to call the store and see.
Oh.
Whoa, my ass is burning.
Did you get it all, wash it all off?
Yeah, I got popsicles down there and everything. Whoa.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, except that only like a doctor can order some ointment to put on you.
Ointment?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you've never had this before.
Nah, this barbecue sauce.
I know.
Oh, ouch. Have you ever had this happen before?
No.
You never poured nothing on you?
No.
Oh my God! Don't use that barbecue sauce. My ass is inflamed. You know?
Oh wow! How long ago did you use this?
We used it last night.
Oh wow!
Some got in my ass.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm laying on my side. I gotta lay on my side because my ass is just burning.
Oh.
It's raw.
Yeah.
I think she got spicy.
That could be. What you should do is use whipped cream.
You use whipped cream?
No, I don't use whipped cream.
What you use, John?
I won't use the hot sauce. I know that.
My rectum looked like half a veal parmesan sandwich right now.
Wow. I would soak myself in ice water.
What do the whipped cream do?
It cools you down.
You put that on the ass, it's like rubbing around the ass?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, let me go now. I have a bunch of customers.
Wait a minute, Joan. I am hurting.
Go lay in water.
Yeah.
Ice water.
Right.
And that should cool it down.
Joan.
Yeah.
Joan, please talk me through this, Joan.
Well, go lay in the shower, because right now I got
don't
a
leave me, Joan.
Full of customers.
Joan, I'm scared. I'm
don't
Joan.
Be...
I'm scared.
Okay.
Joan, I love you.
Okay.
Chris, man. Shut up.
Shut up. Leave it to some Negroes to pour hot sauce on themselves and let their old lady lick it off. Angry Bastard Radio. Call her, you're on the air.
Shut up.
Shut up. Call her, you're on the air. My Lord.
What is that block caller again?
Look at that. Nah, it's a 727 number.
727, is that Florida?
Yes, it is.
All right, sounds like it.
Hey, Florida. You're on the building.
Florida, stop lowriding before you get
picklehead bitch, you hung up.
Good, they wasn't ready.
Nah, they wasn't. Some fucking background music, man. Gave your mom a soul clap the other day, man. Yep. Smacked in the head with a fucking tennis racket. First, I put the tennis racket in the freezer for like 3 days straight. Took it fresh out the freezer and smacked in the face with it.
No, sounded like it was me just now.
What happened?
No, I was saying, I was listening to something. I heard a sound. It sounded like a car sound, and I thought it was a truck that was making the sound.
Hmm. Really, I don't worry about anybody stealing that car, that truck, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
What?
You heard me, pussy boy.
Nah, all I heard is your mother screams of ecstasy.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Top 10 things men hate about women.
10 things men hate about women? The fact that they fucking, fuck up. Yeah.
Baby bed. They say number one is take it easy, baby. Women always need to discuss the relationship. Why can't they just take it as it comes? That's just like with sex. Like, why the fuck we gotta talk about this? Oh, I don't have sex on the first night, and I'm not no whore. But you plan to have sex with me the third night, but not the first and the second. So, you're still being a whore in your books. I mean, my book, if you give me the pussy the first night, you were just horny and you couldn't resist seeing GQ. I mean, that happens a lot in my family. I don't know. And the women can't resist the men in our family. I don't know. I mean, but it is what it is. Number two, shop till I drop. They love shopping. Not only is the list endless, They have to check 10 different things before they finally buy the one they first saw. Have it your way, lady, but leave us out of it. I'm not going shopping with no females, I'll tell you that. Unless you're buying me something. If you're going to buy me something, then I'll go shopping with you. And we're the fucking hilarious creatures, man. Like, they ask you for your opinion, and they always take the opposite. So, if she tries on a blue dress, then tries on a red dress, and you like the blue dress, and you go, damn. And she goes, hey, which one did you like the best? I like the blue dress. She goes, alright, but I'm gonna just get the red one. If you said the red dress, she'll be like, alright, well, you know, I'll just get the blue one. And that's women for you, though. What are you going to do without them? If you don't have them, you're a fag. And I don't want to be no fag, so I love them to the day I die, and more. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 10 p.m. If you don't have a computer, you want to listen, call up in, don't push nothing. You want to be heard? That button. I mean, here he is. You already know what it is. You have, I smell. Hey, yo, 6'4.
Yo?
You smell like banana pills, like an orange skin, Do you smell that?
You smell like your mother.
Nah. It smells like a pineapple tree out of nowhere. Oh, that's because we have someone of the Mexican race on the line. Welcome to the show.
Listen, welcome to In Between Your Mom's Life, but that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, yo, why did your homegirl hang up? She was unmuted.
Who?
I'm talking your homegirl.
My homegirl?
Yeah.
Were you talking about me when you were talking about the Mexicans?
I was talking about Juicy when I was talking about the Mexicans. But Shea Butter called, and she was, she left.
All the garbage on Twitter. She said she had to handle something, but she'll be back on the line.
Oh, okay, so she, I thought y'all was on three-way, never mind. Hey, I need an update. Who's watching that game? What happened?
What's the topic of discussion?
The topic of discussion tonight is Thirsty Thursdays. All types of thirstiness that guys do to try to get girls in the clubs. All types of thirsty shit that girls do to try to get free drinks. You know,
what?
Things that men hate about women. Things that women hate about men. Another lovely topic where gender after gender is shitting on each other.
Okay.
I'm tired. I'll tell you one thing. The last time I was at the club, this chick, walked up. And, you know, she had a fat ass. I ain't gonna front. She was black. She had a wig on. And, it's like, I'm ordering now. When I order, that might be the first time and the only time I'll ever be at a place, but I got a tip. And I got a tip well. I don't be like, yo, here's $100. But if my drink comes out to $10, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to give her $5 for a tip. A lot of motherfuckers don't tip at all. So I do it, you know, just because if I ever do come back, she remembers my face and she knows to make my shit stronger. Or to show off. Like, yeah, bitches, I know y'all want to be with me. Y'all think I got bread, but you're not going to find out whether I do or not. Because you girls are sluts. But,
what?
Not you girls. I said the girls of the club. I mean, what are you? Got a guilty conscience, motherfucker? But,
no, I don't. You said you girls. So you just put us all in one category. So that's why I had to ask.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Oh, the same, goddammit. How about that? We can do that because all women are the same. Now what?
I mean, I can't afford it. All women are the same. I just go about it in a different way. Like, they, the slut sluts, the slut sluts.
Yo, let me get a bag of chips or something, man.
Yeah, the slut sluts, what they do is they tend to, they don't give a fuck what your name is or anything. Well, not the sluts. I'm not going to call them sluts. They're freaks. The freaky girls. Huh?
Nigga,
Bontana
some shit. You know what I mean when I say Doritos.
Look at this fat ass nigga. This nigga's at a fucking bodega getting bootleg Dorito chips. Bitch ass nigga. Yeah, but it's like girls is funny because you get the girls that don't give a shit and they just give up the pussy without a fight or an argument or, you know, trying to reason. Oh, I'm not no slut. First of all, just because you give up the pussy the first night doesn't mean you're a slut. It just means that you try and get it popping. You know what I mean? I know a lot of brothers that wiped up a girl the first time they had sex with, and to this day, they're still together. Matter of fact, they might be married. You know what I mean?
What do you
so
think
you
about that?
I mean, think about what?
Wiping somebody after you smashed the first night.
First of all, personally, I wouldn't do that because, number one, it just makes me look like a lame. And the reason why it makes me look like a lame is because it's like, she's gonna be like, damn, my pussy's that good that this nigga tried to make me wifey the next day.
But in all
that
reality,
night.
That's why you did it, though. If she gave you pussy and then you wifed her and you didn't know her, the only thing you're basing anything off of is the pussy she just gave to you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I know a lot of relationships that progress. Like, a lot of relationships don't necessarily progress. Like, some of them be like, okay, I got the pussy, I'm still going to get it, especially if it's good, and then before you know it, turns into a relationship, because they're with the broad so long. But it's like, you know, this, like, you got the business women, you got the chicks that just want to fuck, you got the mediocre chicks. They all are in the same boat, they just go about it differently. Like, the chicks that don't give a fuck, they'll fuck you on the first night and won't feel no remorse, no nothing, especially if the dick is good. They're like, all right, well, I got mine off, whatever. The mediocre chicks are the ones who are like, ah, well, I can't have sex with you on the first night. Why not? Because I want to be a whore. Like, you should really let it come. Like, if it happens, it happens. When you plan, like, oh, I'm not going to do it, then you kind of, you know, you're kind of planning it because you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to give it up the first week. But the second week, I'll let him get it, depending on how he treats me. So if in your mind you're thinking that if you don't have sex with somebody the first night because you didn't plan to have sex the first night, but you plan to have it another time, in your mind, you're still a whore. In my mind, I just think you're just trying to get popping. Now, that's the mediocre ones. And the high-class girls that want to give up the pussy, they won't give up the pussy unless you take them out to dinner, wine and dine their ass, go out to the movies, spend quality time, and then they give it up. So you'll get the pussy, but it just depends on the chick and her quality. But I mean, it all ends up as the one thing. Now, a lot of women tend to play that role that, oh, I'm just going to make him wait. And that's cool. But then it's not cool. But then I guess it kind of evens out with you unless you really like a dude. Like, if you're really stressing a dude and you want to be with him, but he's, like, trying to, like, every time he tries to kiss you, you move away, and this is going on, like, months, 9 times out of 10, he's going to end up fucking somebody else and talking to you at the same time. And then you're mad because you're like, oh, you're a fucking asshole. You couldn't wait. But, I mean, niggas got needs, just like women got needs. Feel me? Like, honestly, if you met a guy today that kept turning you down, you ladies down, actually, to tell you the truth, the first thing that y'all probably come up with, the first assumption is, okay, this guy has to be a faggot. You know what I mean? Because guys don't really wait. They don't ever really, you know, push, you know, women away or whatever. What the fuck is on my computer, man? Hey.
What?
The fuck, you put me on mute or some shit?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity over this way.
Oh, yeah, let's go. What's going on over there?
Undisclosed information.
Well, who is that? Is that Shea Butter?
Juice.
Oh, Juicy. Oh, yeah. This shit is pissing me off because the switchboard is fucking up for some reason, and I don't know why. This is the shit I'm fucking talking about. Yo, Block Talk Radio is a bunch of fucking haters, man. So I'm saying, Shea Butter and where's Butter at?
She's not back on?
Nah. It's just your fucking big headed ass.
You don't know me.
I mean, you're right. I don't know you. You sound like you got a big head, though. Oh, well.
That's funny. Because I was thinking you have, like, a wing head, but I'm not too sure.
Nah, I don't. Hey, Shea Butter's in the building.
Hey.
Hmm.
Ta-da. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Baby bet.
Butter.
Yes.
So, they want to know about chicks who give it up on the first date and then dudes that wife them up. What do you think about the dude?
Well, I think just as much as women don't have respect for their stuff, they have a respect with a dude on the first night. The men is just, you know, disrespectful too. I mean, what man want a bitch that's giving it up like that?
I mean, but it doesn't matter because, you know, I mean, if a girl gives it up the first night, maybe she feels comfortable with him that quick. There's some women that feel a lot comfortable quicker than other women.
Right, I agree. I mean, you guys are adults. If that's what y'all feeling, then that's what y'all feeling. But, I mean, and I do know some dudes that some wife the bitch up, you know, from off the first night. But, I mean, that's to everybody's discretion. I don't look at anybody different.
Well, hold on now. Well, 6'4", what do you think about that situation, about guys getting the pussy the first night and wiping them up?
I didn't know if you heard what I was saying before. Like, I didn't know if I was off mute or whatever the case is.
Nah, this fucking switchboard is fucking up, man.
Oh, all right. Yo, wiping this period is not what it is. Like, at least for me in my life, I don't know. That might be, like where niggas... forte is, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you get a woman and you fucking marry her. Make her yours, you know what I'm saying? And you keep her. And you deal with her. All of that boning and chicks, if you want boner, keep it pushing. You know what it's about. Niggas, like, boning chicks is, like, low self-esteem bitches that is giving up pussy on the first night. I mean, I can't really say they got low self-esteem because why wait till you a month into a relationship and you're emotionally attached to a nigga to find out that he got a little dick or he can't fuck her from shit. You might as well, like, fuck a nigga on the first date. And, like, so I can't blame you for that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not liking a bitch. What happened?
I said, I ain't going to buy it.
Who's what? I don't know what you said, Ma.
Yeah, your phone started breaking up, shorty. What'd you say?
I said, try it before you buy it.
Exactly. Try it before you motherfucking buy it. There's a lot of women out there that won't have sex until they get married. And then when they get married, they're disappointed. Because they're like, what the fuck? Is this what sex is supposed to be like? Like, you should have had sex before.
Me personally, sex is very important in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. In a relationship, you're right. It is very important. Very important. I mean, And head is a must. I give a girl three dates. If I don't get head by the third time, I'm done with you.
I hear that.
Yeah. That was wrong with me.
A bitch got a mouth, your genitals.
Genitals. Hey, yo, 6'9". If you want to be heard, push the 1 button.
6'9".
Yeah, somebody called up and that number actually came up 69.
Oh, that's hot though. 69. Yeah,
yeah, that shit is hot. It would be even better if it was a female, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yo, nigga, where the fuck are you at, man?
Look at the Great Dane, man. Poking the head out the window. What you say?
Nigga was in a Mexican restaurant, man.
Nah, nigga, I was in the fucking pizzeria, nigga. Shut the fuck up, nigga. We out here. All right. Who that perp? Who that perp?
All right, number three, never satisfied. Women are never satisfied. You never get to reach a party on time. They spend hours preening in front of the fucking mirror and then stress about someone turning up in the same outfit. Have you ever heard a man say, oh, no, I'm so embarrassed. There's another man wearing a black tuxedo. No, not tuxedo-wise, but I did go to the club, dog, and I thought I was the only nigga that had this Adidas track jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, I'm chilling, like, you know, being smooth, you know, turning down every single bitch that, you know, is rubbing their throat like, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm like, nah, bitch, you ain't getting nothing from me. So I'm chilling. And I can't help but notice this brother walked by with the same exact track jacket as me, the same color, the same fucking track jacket. So if I was to take my shit off and we trade up, you would not know the difference because, I mean, you would be, you couldn't tell the difference because they were both the same shit. And I felt like a bitch because I did not want to move around the club. And everywhere I sat down just to fucking chill, this motherfucker would just walk by me, man. And it's like, I'm like, damn, man, the fucking bitches, I know I'm sexy, man. Like, got this lame-ass nigga walking around here in his fucked-up outfit, and he got the track jacket on, man. That shit pissed me the fuck off. So I know how women feel.
Love, my nigga.
What? What do you say, you fucking pussy? Hey, Shea Butter.
Yeah.
Do you bum niggas for drinks in the club?
If I do what?
Do you bum niggas in the clubs for drinks?
Hell no. First of all, I don't drink.
Oh.
Second of all, I wouldn't even want a man to buy me a drink in the club.
Even if that song came on?
Once they done bought you a drink, they feel like they entitled to some shit. A conversation, a phone number, or something.
You deal with the wrong
type of niggas.
You deal with the wrong type of niggas, man. I can tell you that off the bat.
I'm saying, but it's like me being a smooth-ass nigga. I've actually brought maybe like three drinks in my lifetime. And I did it smooth. And the way it's supposed to be. I walked up to Shorty, and I'm like, yo, what's up, Shorty? How you doing? Yo, I mean, you looking real, you know, cute right now. And she's like, oh, thank you. And I was like, yo, is it all right for me to, you know, buy you a drink? Now, at the time, I got free drinks. So I didn't give a shit, really. Like, I was giving, you know what I mean? I only got three drinks in my lifetime, but it's like I'll be hooking my boys up with drinks and shit, my family up with drinks. Because I used to work for a radio station out in Philly. So, I just, you know, she like, told me what she wanted. I got her a drink, and I was like, all right, enjoy the rest of your night at the club. And that's it, and walked off.
Uh-huh.
Some smooth shit. Shorty mm-hmm. found me and gave me the number and said I was such a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, it's... That's what you gotta do. You can't be thirsty, brothers. Like, you can't be, oh, you know, she was bad as shit. Because 9 times out of 10, if you look for a chick and then you're gonna sweat her because you brought her a fucking stink ass drink, she probably got a drink from another nigga. And you're just fucking pouring drinks in her throat. You know what I mean? You're not getting nothing out of it. You gotta be smooth nowadays, man. You can't be no pussy. You gotta just bowl up. Huh?
No, but empty pockets.
Number empty pockets, man. Matter of fact, this one chick told me that she gets, you know, hooked up so many times, like she doesn't even bring money. She gets in the club for free because she has a body. Hmm?
Smart slut bitch.
A smart slut bitch.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting at the same time, but you know, it is what it is.
Yes. I mean, it's very disgusting. Like, how do you do that? How do you just leave your purse at home?
Right, like,
I know I'm getting in for free. I know I'm getting drinks for free, so I mean, what the fuck is the point of bringing money?
I mean, that must mean that you know that and you're going home with some nigga. How you getting home?
Oh, no, she drove there. Oh, well, yeah. But bitches be drinking, fucking driving all fucking drunk and shit. Now, what's your view on a girl that outdrinks her man?
Yo, you are so funny.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm just asking a question.
Should I comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, no. You know what the thing is? Like, most chicks can outdrink you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, listen, bro. Women got more fat in their body. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That ain't got nothing to do with it, though. They could drink all your liquor because usually they're not paying for it. So that's number one. Number two is, if you're a smoker, which I know you are, and shorty over here outdrank you, is because that she can outdrink you early. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. You're a smoker. Like, if you're burned, like, more than likely you're not going to be fucking high lush man, you're going to be high man or you're going to be lush man.
I don't find that to be true. Well, at least not for myself.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
Explain.
Your liver's a virgin?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try to get on it.
What are you digging in a bag of potato chips?
Nah, I got a bag of Zippo. Shut your mouth. Zippo.
I'm talking about whoever's phone is, like, in the fucking paper bag now. Somebody's outside with their thumb out. I heard that car go by. Somebody's hitchhiking for a motherfucking ride. So, Juicy. What was you saying before you was interrupted?
My comment on that is the dude should basically get his weight up. It's not fun to be fucked up by yourself.
Uh-huh.
So he should just get his weight up.
Yeah.
Make it a part.
Mm-hmm.
Go shot to shot.
Mhm. Now, how do you? I mean, yeah, I think you should get his weight up as well. But how do you get your weight up? I mean, how do you turn into a complete alcoholic? Or foul, killing yourself.
You gotta practice. Next time you fuck up, take just one or two more drinks just to push yourself.
Oh shit!
Get on my level.
Damn. I wish my shorty would say some shit like that. You gotta be an alky to fuck with me. Oh, yeah. I drink energy drinks, bitch.
I don't need a
quarter. Just give me some smoke at home. Look at this dirty ass nigga, man. I'm not talking to this dirty ass Haitian. Haitian Jack in the face ass nigga.
Shut your mouth, nigga.
Fashion. Her taste in fashion changes every so frequently that you either run out of breath trying to catch up or end up wondering whether you are too dumb to catch up. They notice the minutest things. Why do women have to criticize other women on everything from hairstyle to shoes and everything in between? Only a woman can notice something as trivial as a purse not matching shoes.
Stop.
go and size up your competition.
Oh yeah. Now is it true that if you go on, say you and your man go out on a date, right? And Shea Butter and her man go out on a date, so it's a double date. And Shea Butter kisses her man. Is it true that even at a on a double date at a movies or a dinner, like women normally try to compete? After one couple's kissing, the other couple has to somehow start kissing. Or the other one says, I love you and hugs them. What?
You can't use us two as the example.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But it's not women. It's always the men. Yeah, it's always the men in the competition that try to outdo each other.
Not keeping money for themselves. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Back and forth,
bitches
in the
clip.
That's doing y'all, right?
You are bringing bitches. You hear that?
Dirty ass Haitian.
Nobody want to get out there and work.
Five things men hate. Improve your sex life with these quick and easy tips. Don't just lie. Hell yeah. Don't just lie there, dude. It says the number one that men hate about I guess women or whatever. Don't just lie there. Do something. Don't just wait and expect to have some pleasure this way. Men hate this. And it won't. And it won't make you seem the least bit excited or happy to be there. Even if your man is on top, move around a little and get in on the action. Who knows? You may even find some cool new things that feels great. But these two from yesterday's show already, you know, said that they put in work. So I guess that doesn't pertain to them. But fellas out there in radio land, that's I mean, y'all said yesterday that y'all put in work, that y'all don't just leave.
Oh, okay.
You had to check me real quick to make sure that I wasn't, like, coming at the check. I feel you.
Nah, she got to move around, dog. So get involved, take notes, do something, anything. Anything.
Yeah. Yo, listen, man.
Like, because you could just lay there and, like, you take what you get, don't complain about not busting a nut. I could pound your ass out all day and that still won't give you a nut, you know what I'm saying?
If a female just lays there and she doesn't put in any work, just bust and go to sleep. Cause if I was a dude and the bitch is just laying there like a dead fish, I'm a fuck, I'm a nut, and I'm gonna go to sleep. If she gets mad, she gets mad.
Of course, that goes without saying. Even if she's not laying there, you bust your nut and you do what you do. That goes without saying. Period. You know what I'm saying?
If she's
trying to be involved in all of that, then, you know, good. Better for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's better for the whole situation. Like, everybody can have more fun.
But you ain't trying to get...
I'll tell you one thing, man. This one chick one time was fronting on the pussy, and I guess she didn't realize that I'm a smooth-ass nigga yet again. So, this is when I was real young. I was, like, fucking, I don't know, like, 13 or some shit. And she was fronting on the pussy, so I'm like, yo, I can't, you ain't gonna let me smash or whatever. And she's like, you know, being all stupid and shit. I was like, word? All right, no doubt. So I got up. Stood over her and started beating my dick. She's like, oh my God, what are you doing? I said, I'm beating my dick. You ain't gonna help me out, right? All right, so I'm gonna beat my own shit. You know what I mean? I nutted, wiped my shit off. I said, yo, you gotta go.
You gotta go, man.
And that was the last I talked to her. This other chick, stink-ass pussy. Oh, man. Like, I pulled a panty. Yo, dog. Ow! Disgusting. This is the worst thing. Like, you ever, like, step in shit? And when you step in shit, it cracks the scent? And you smell that dog shit scent? That's what a pussy smell like. Not the one that I was trying to bag off, the other one. I was fucking playing with a pussy. And, true story, I was playing with a pussy. And fucking, you know, brothers, we always got to do the smell test. So I'm playing with a pussy, and my fingers don't even get nowhere close to my face, and I smell it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Hold on.
So what I did was, right after that,
he fucked up.
I put the fingers to her nose. She jumped and said, oh, what is that? I said, that's your pussy. She goes, that's not me. I said, wipe yourself and look. So she wipes herself and smells. Then she starts making all these excuses. oh, maybe it's the douche that I was using, or I don't know. I was like, nah, I don't know. And I heard a door slam, like a car door. I knew it wasn't my mom's, but I just used that as, you know, my mom's anyway. I was like, I think it's my mom. You got to go. You going to walk me to the bus stop? No. It's raining outside. You got to go.
Yeah, look.
I mean, if you know niggas is gonna be inside you, you know.
Smell that through the jeans, my nigga.
Yeah, like you know, niggas, if you know niggas gonna be in the vaginal area, man, clean yourself, man.
They trying to cover that shit up.
Yeah, and then fucking another situation, man. Like I don't know if this chick's pussy stunk or not, but if you know I'm coming over, clean your pussy, please. I don't want to lay there and have your filthy ass say, oh, hold on, I'll be right back, and go in the fucking bathroom for like 10 minutes, washing your fucking filthy snatch, and then coming in and jumping in the bed thinking, okay, we can fuck. I mean, I smashed anyway, but it was disgusting, man. Like, you had to, you don't do that on the regular? You don't wash your ass on the regular? You only wash your ass when you're getting some dick? Disgusting, man.
What is that?
I don't know.
But that pussy that smells like nothing is what's up, like I was telling y'all yesterday. And it's not that it smells like nothing. It doesn't have an odor, but it doesn't even smell like pussy. You know how you wash pussy and it's clean, that clean, fresh, fleshy scent.
It got a
fleshy scent, you know what I'm saying? But it's clean.
Uh-huh.
Like not like, you know, salty, little slight tinge of salt or slight tinge of butt, little slight tinge of butt or something. Not that, none of that, son. Just nothing, son. Straight up nothing, son. I had to eat that shit, son. I had to.
Yeah. I had to eat it.
I had to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my nose is in all of that shit. My chain is in all in that shit. Like, yo, look, I'm looking forward to smelling that shit, like, you know, later on when I'm at work or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I had to, son. And then there's some shit, this bitch, I was like, oh.
Hmm.
Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, ma, your shit ain't right. Something's happening. something's happening and with your shit. I don't know what's happening. And yeah. You got to definitely rectify it. You know what I'm saying? Next time I came back, best believe the bitch had dished and she got the Bath and Body Works. She's like, look what I got. I'm like,
double,
yeah, that's why.
Because that tell me you got to hide it.
Yo, son, like I said, did I tell this nigga that there was pussy there? What the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, so hold on, listen, son. I came, the bitch dished, you know what I'm saying? She dished, what the fuck? And I hit it. I mean, it didn't last too much longer after that, but you know, it lasted.
Look, if I had to tell you about it, that means you're not on top of your game.
You know what? You're right about that. But how about this? Oh, okay. Yeah, so as you were, like, where's the other female at?
They're actually in here right now listening to your, I think both of them might be wet. I don't know. Like, you know, there's something definitely going on in the background.
Why? You say it because it's quiet?
Well, maybe not. Maybe not her, but the other one seems a little, you know, stern. Like she might just be too focused.
Yeah, she's too focused right now. She's listening to the voice and like moistening her undergarment.
What are y'all talking about?
We ain't talking about nothing, girl. As you were.
So what's up? What's going on? What y'all talking about?
They said if you want to have a baby boy, the best way to have a boy is to have sex standing up in the shower. Under scalding hot water.
Who says that? This nigga stupid. He said have sex standing up in the shower under scalding hot water. The best way to have a boy.
Ah, shit. Somebody lighten up.
Get the L down.
Hey, yo, Juicy.
Nigga ain't burned.
He was up there. He was
yo, Juicy, you big-headed motherfucker.
Mm.
Apple pie face, moon head, having ass chick. Fucking Mr. T in the face chick.
Word. She looked like Grimace in the chin. Grimace ain't got no chin, as a matter of fact.
Nah, he don't.
Yeah, she got a gumdrop face.
A gumdrop face.
She got three hairs on her head like Homer Simpson and shit. Word. Matter of fact, she got three hairs on her chin and a 2 o'clock shadow on the back of her head like Mr. Burns. Matter of fact, she got a rap like Haji from Johnny Quest.
Uh huh.
With the emerald gem in the middle.
Uh huh.
She's a fortune teller too, and she read palms. Goddamn. Cut the bullshit.
Hey, you read palms?
Yeah, she does. She reads cocks too.
Oh.
But you know, that's neither here nor there. Just like
neither here nor there.
Just like a high school diploma.
Oh shit.
I'm just kidding. She got money though, as long as she opened her legs. Nah, I'm just bullshitting though. Nah, but really, I'm not. You really need to open this at all for me and my whole fucking team, cause we them niggas, and tell the other bitch to come along too.
Mhm.
We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, sexual. They have sexual positions for overweight people.
Of course they do.
That shit is pretty funny. I'm going to have to check this
like
out.
Like what?
I'm about to find out right now. BBW stands for Big Beautiful Women. Mm-hmm. BHM, Big Handsome Man. FA, Fat Admirer. FFA, Female Fat Admirer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this is gonna be bad.
Fat.
What up, big girl?
That's funny. Fat.
Fat.
Fat admirer.
He's street king.
Fat baby bet.
Ain't us.
Mhm.
Yeah, nigga. Street king.
Fat baby bet.
Baby bot.
What's poppin'?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, some fat motherfuckers on these motherfuckers, y'all.
Oh, now I'm an asshole.
Who that? SD?
No.
To do what?
Trying to find sex positions. What the fuck?
Oh, my phone. Wait.
Hey, where the fuck is,
Don't.
Hey, baby butt.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I got this fucking damn thing on my phone.
Hey,
I'm gonna call you right back, all right?
Fucking right. Power butt.
Shit, what the fuck? Yo.
What you got?
Yo, this shit is crazy.
Hey, Juicy.
Let me show you what the fuck I did, my nigga. Yo,
oh, Shea Booty? Is that what it is, Shea Booty?
Butter?
Ah.
This shit.
I can't ruin that shit to save my fucking life, man. Shea Butter.
Oh. Yo,
hey, Shea Butter, would you let a dude donkey punch you?
It can sound like anything I want to when I call somebody. I forgot your problem. I forgot about this shit.
What about you, Juicy?
That's how you can add, like, you can add effects.
Huh?
I can only
imagine
how it sounds.
You know what it is?
What did you have it on?
Child.
A left pipeline.
Let me call him.
A what?
This is a contract I'm trying
to. And the left pipeline.
Nah, what is that?
Sound like
no. No
shit. Google that shit.
It's only 914.
There's a new production.
Go to urbandictionary.com and search it.
Wait. Is that when you shit in a condom and you fuck a bitch with the shit in a condom? Frozen? That's disgusting, man.
Hold on. What?
Yo, that's some nasty shit. An Alaskan pipeline.
You gotta freeze it, though.
A bitch shits in a condom and puts it in the freezer. And then when it's nice and frozen, she takes it out of the refrigerator and fucks herself with the shit in the condom.
That's nasty, God.
Yo, that's disgusting.
Say that one more time.
Alaskan pipeline is when a bitch shits in a condom and she fucking puts it in the freezer And then once it's frozen, she takes it out and uses it as a dildo.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It's very disgusting.
What is that?
Huh?
What is that? Like, who does that? Who thinks it's
apparently Spanish people, because this chick over here, she's rather interested in it.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to tell you what the shit is, though. The motherfucking, the exotic family.
What's that?
If your sex life is starting to feel a little routine, the exotic family physician will help. Hold on, let me fucking click this shit. It explains more. Alright, oh shit. They got some more exclusive shit. Alright. The, exotic family says be warned, some of the exotic physicians require substantial amount of physical strength and endurance. Make sure not to overdo it and not to attempt positions outside of your physical capabilities. Alright, the exotic family joint is when a chick is laying on her side on the bed and her leg is wide open. Like, the one leg is on the bed, the other leg is, you know, pretty much in the air. And then you get between her legs and you just put your dick inside of her. And you fuck her sideways while she's laying down sideways. And they consider that the exotic family. I mean, you can go to work into that, but they got some other shit, some brute called a brute, but that's too much work. Then they got the bumper car. You gotta be a retard to do that. Like, both of y'all laying on your stomachs and your dick is in her pussy. Well, that's too fucking complicated, man. Then they got the head to toe, inverted missionary.
That shit
is hot.
Two SIM cards. But this fucking phone is crazy.
What the fuck else they got? They got the pile driver. That's when a chick is laying on her back, but she puts her knees, like, she folds her knees into her chest.
If I had another SIM
and you get on top of her butt. You're sitting on her ass, but your dick is in her pussy.
Okay,
so
I gotta go back.
Hey, what's shit about that, man? I need a freaky ass for this shit.
I'm not sure, but Juicy has a bedtime tonight, so good night.
Peace out. Peace out.
Bitch.
Word. Kanbans.
Kumbans. I think it's cheers time. I think that's what that signifies.
Yeah, I think it might be cheers time, man. This show's a little, you know, dry like Juicy's lips. And I'm not talking about on her face. Hey,
fart lips when I beat it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Shea Butter.
I'm like sandpaper.
Hey, Shea Butter. I'll tell you one thing. You just got yourself banged on, buddy.
Shut up.
You just got yourself banged on, bitch. I had to make sure she was hung up on before I called her, you know, a bitch.
If it wasn't such a drought in the hood, I wouldn't even fucking be balling.
Yo.
Yo, what you call it?
Yo, DJ. Are you the matron yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.
This is a journey into sound.
X go, give it to ya. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X go, deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. It's a non-stop pop-up and stainless steel.
This is a journey into sound.
X-Go, give it to ya. X-Go, give it to ya.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color,
X-Go,
new dimension,
X-Go,
new value.
X-Go,
got it in a cherry red 150. Got the crazy locked in the stizzy. Pop the crazy doing 60 down a bar when she turned busy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people just dropping bottles up in schools. I mean,
hop off the plane, hop in my truck just in time. Hop off my nuts. It's obvious you got hate and you thug. You want the crown, you gotta take it in blood, nigga. butt.
Come on. Now here's a story about a woman with dreams who fit the perfect at 13 and Ebony Queen. Beneath the surface, if you order just a quick smile. Nobody knew about a fickle, so it took a while. I could see a tear fall slow down a black beat, setting quiet tears in the back seat. So when she asked me, what would you do if it was you? Couldn't ask such a horrible pain to live through. Hey yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot, exactly sound like Kevin. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, met the cow, come and get some. Of a treacherous soul. First time I shot a gun, dude, I was 12 years old. But since then, I never put her down, my friend. She go to war when I tell her, fuck her, who, why, when, to the end. Indeed, it's good to have an idea. Even better when you can shoot back and I bleed. Take heed, popping like a hell full of sea. My team is getting bigger, got more mouths to feed. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It got to do with lots of money and it ain't nothing nice.
We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for war.
Nigga said, "Are we playing John Wool, nigga?" Hell, turn that Mexican music off, bitch.
Three, seven, eight, and on four.
Fuck
you. I'm an almighty cobra, nigga. What's up?
Fuck you.
What you wanna do?
Yo, Angry Bastard Radio's in the building, you fucking pussies.
Nigga, I'm an almighty land lynch mob, nigga. Almighty lynch mob.
Five.
English, motherfucker.
Puta madre, se van a callar, putos indígenas.
Sex.
Seven.
Hello?
Hey, yo, Tyrone, man. You got a Ty Wizzle.
Hey, what up? We from the east side right here.
What about your legs, baby? Because I can't stand on with chicken legs. You got chicken legs?
Seven.
Three.
Yo, I'm in the mood to roast a nigga. Yo, what's good, lady?
Hello? Hey.
Yo, what up,
Big
Bird?
Come on, yo.
I'm here to get Boost Mobile's number. Does anybody have it?
Yeah, I got Boost Mobile.
Yeah, it goes.
Do you have the number?
Like, yeah, I do.
Can I have it?
Yeah, I'm going to get my phone number. Call me.
Not your phone number. I need the Boost Mobile number.
That's what I'm talking about. You're fucking in
Boost. Give me the Boost Mobile number. Let me get it.
You ready?
Dirty-ass Mexican bitch.
Give me that number.
I'm about to give it to you right now.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, 165 star.
Not that. I want the Boost Mobile number.
That's what I'm giving you, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Stupid bitch. You gonna write it down or not?
He called you a stupid bitch.
No. So go pick some carrots, all right?
Eight.
Zero.
Damn. Dirty ass Mexican motherfuckers, man.
Yo.
Hey, yo, we got an educated woman, an educated black woman in the building.
Okay. I finally am typing my work.
Yo, somebody put a titty in that baby's mouth, man.
What?
Man, shut up while I put my dick in your mouth.
Aw, oh, come on, man.
Okay.
Niggas is...
What?
All right, I really can't do this right now. I have to type this. All right, thank you. I will sign it and do it and look at everything. I will look at it. You don't have any money to pay for none of this stuff.
Okay. I got money to pay for it, though.
Okay, all right.
Hey, you outside, Shaggy?
Yo, somebody put a titty in that baby's mouth, man.
Hey, man, fuck that, on.
Your dog, man, you're a pussy.
Hey, bro. Take it easy, bro.
You're taking mom twice easy.
Hello. No, you take your mom's side easy, bro. Hey, I always wanted to fuck a Mexican bitch. Where your mom at? Put her on the phone so I can hit that ass.
Well, I'm not Mexican, dog.
I want to hit your mom from the back because I want a Mexican bitch.
I mean, yeah, you can fuck my mom. I mean, she's not Mexican, but you can fuck her. I mean, it's only right because I'm fucking your mom, your grandmother, and your little sister. So, I mean.
All right, so call your mom right now so I can set this up.
Come in here.
Okay.
Who are you, you big head bitch?
Your mama, hey, hoe.
Call your mom. Oh, this your mom? Hey, can we fuck, shorty? I want to fuck a Mexican hoe.
Nah, hold on. He said he's fucking your mom, your grandmother, and your little sister. That's just
fuck
her. Hey, I just want to fuck your mama. Fuck all of them.
You can have her, dog, because your mom, she's tied up in my fucking laundry,
cool.
in my laundry room right now.
What's that whole number?
What's the number? Here,
yeah.
Write it down. 212.
Hold up.
Hurry up.
Hey, do she give head?
What?
Hey, fuck it. She gonna suck my dick anyway. It don't matter. All right, go ahead. I got it.
My mom's name is Jackie, all right?
Okay.
Jackie Johnson. 212.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 479. Uh-huh.
7990.
Call her right now if you don't believe me.
Call her
right now.
All right, 7990. Okay.
Yeah, you retarded.
Her name is Jackie Johnson.
Jackie Johnson. My mom is about to curse you the fuck out right now. Call her right now. I dare you.
Give me your mom's number.
It's 212.
That ain't your mama number.
That's my mom's number. I live in New York.
I don't live in Chicago.
What's your mama's name? Jackie Johnson.
You don't fucking live in Chicago, dude.
What's your mother's name?
I don't fucking fuck your mother in New York.
I mean, hey, you a broke nigga. Because I'm fucking your mom and I'm in New York.
Ah.
No, you're not fucking my mom because she's not in New York.
That means he's not limited. He can move around.
That's right.
He's
I can move around, motherfucker.
Phone call.
Keyword. Hello.
Hello. His
mm-hmm.
cell phone is unlimited.
Hello.
Hello.
Your mom's vagina is unlimited. Yeah, his mom's vagina is unlimited.
Hey, where's the Chicago Mexican bitches?
Yeah, you notice he didn't call, right? Because he's pussy. He don't got long distance.
Yeah, he doesn't. Since you live in New York, why would I call you?
You don't got a long distance like that old-ass track phone, nigga.
Four.
Take
that shit over from the Ambrose.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I got a question. Where's the nearest restaurant that serves good beef and rice?
I don't know. Wrong room.
I mean, y'all Mexican, right? So, I mean, that's the
next room.
Why are you looking for food?
I mean, I'm looking for beans and rice. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm out there.
I'll tell you this. Go to
26th
Street, though.
26th? And I'm out there.
Go to 26th Street, nigga. You on the party line.
Let me get some fucking coconut milk while I'm... Hey, yo, you fucking monkey, go up and in the tree and give me a coconut so I can make some coconut milk, nigga.
How about a coconut right there with a coconut?
And some
coconut. I'm 26. Beans and rice. Beans and rice.
Then they got a burrito.
Hi.
Yeah,
they got
motherfuckers. Yeah, nice
and
more, dude.
Top bad person. I bring it to my bed.
Three.
Five.
Hey, girl, I'm busy. I'm on the party line.
Hey, yo. Angry Bad Doritos in the building. You slut the slut.
Hey, I'm busy right now. I'm on a party.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, yo, Mexico. Let me get some beans and rice.
Yo, what up?
Hey, yo, white boy. Let me get some fucking Boston bacon.
Oh, you stuttered, dog.
Let me get a hot dog.
What was that? What did you say?
Hey, white boy. Let me get a hot dog.
What did you say?
What y'all on, man?
What did you say, dog?
That's right. You won't. You're not gonna repeat yourself because you're
dog.
A little bitch boy.
Dog.
Huh?
Hey, dog.
Hey, nobody. It didn't work for me. What's going on? I thought, you know, when you make motherfuckers repeat themselves, they shut the fuck
you're
up.
You're scared, dude. I can tell how scared you are right now.
Yeah, I am. I'm scared. I'm very scared. I'm so scared right now.
I didn't say that.
I'm so. You're right. I'm not gonna come out, sir. I'm continue fucking your mom. Like the slut she is.
Four. Five.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, yo, sure. Do you have all your teeth in your mouth?
Yeah, what up?
I mean, that's a serious question. I don't want no snagger tooth bitch, you know, walking around with me.
Okay,
I don't want to take you out to eat steak and you can't eat it because you ain't got no teeth. Like, we can't do this.
I mean,
here's a better question. Can you bite into an apple and not lose any teeth?
No.
I don't want you. You soft gum having ass bitch. Soft ass gum. Your gums is red as a motherfucker. Everybody's got gingivitis on her tongue. Dirty bitch.
Oh my god, you're talking shit, bitch.
Hey, sure. Are you Spanish?
I'm Latina. Yeah, I am Spanish.
You have a big ass head?
No.
You don't have a big ass head or rock walla head?
No.
How old are you?
19.
19? You got good pussy?
What the fuck, him? Oh my god.
Answer the fucking question, man. You got good chocha or what?
Party player, killer, bitch.
What are your bitch out there? This is so damn nasty.
I'm so damn nasty. Why you suck a dick, all right, shorty? Pumpkin head, bitch. Hey, where nobody at?
Right now.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Nobody. Yeah, that shit ain't working for me. Nobody. Like, I tell motherfuckers to repeat themselves, and they repeat themselves. Like, I don't understand it. Like, that shit was so smooth and suave the way you did it.
I'm sorry.
How to educate motherfuckers? I guess because I sound like an asshole, so how can an asshole sound like someone that's trying to educate somebody?
That's not
smart. Yeah, it's my bag. You're right, it's my bag, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I'll find a use for your mouth.
I'm sweet mouth.
She knows about her sweet mouth. She knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make room in your mom. Let me make room in your throat.
Oh yeah.
Please.
You hear her?
I'm saying please, all right? You heard?
Damn, don't you chewing on them old-ass Pop-Tarts, nigga. Smacking away and shit, nigga. 10-week-old baby formula you chewing on, motherfucker.
Hold on, no, ma, for real. Let me make some room in your throat, though. It's popping.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. What you calling me?
No, it's funny, because... It's so ignorant, but so smoothly done. Like, yo, like, got the sexy voice on and shit, Paul. Yo, I'm saying, though, let me just make
it. Man, Paul!
Oh, boy. Anyway, what's happening here? Who is that? What's happening here?
What's happening there?
I told you chewing on a Lego?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. You're chewing on... on balloons and shit, man. Get out of here, dog.
That sounds like somebody I know, but they need to go do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That sounds like somebody I know, but they need to go do their homework.
I'm multitasking. I'm typing at the same time.
What?
You don't hear me?
Multitasking. That's what I'm talking about. I like women with little hands, man.
Because
when they grab my Johnson, it looks bigger.
Oh, shit.
Now, when they're grabbing it with two hands, that's when you know you are the man.
Yes, yes. That's when you know you're the fucking man.
Yeah.
You got to grab with two hands.
Exactly.
I can't fit all that dick on one hand, Poppy. Maybe add another one. Oh, shorty, you fucking big-headed bitch. You look like Don Omar's cousin in the face, bitch. Get out of here. Bitch, you're like Fat Man Scoop in the face. Get your reggaeton Latino ass up, bitch. Bitch, you look like fucking Charles Winslow in the face, bitch. You look like Buzz Lightyear in the face, bitch.
She got a
with that fishbowl over your head.
No, she got a jaw like Buzz Lightyear.
Well, that was your lip to put down here.
No, your face look like a your face look like a roti, chicken roti from the West Indians.
Yo, yo.
Nah, fam. Oh, no way.
Ugly.
No way.
Ugly that thing.
Okay, yeah, you're definitely, yeah, now you're solidifying your whackness. Yeah, you're right, but you're still going to spread your legs, so now what?
I know they're talking some real dumb shit right now, and they're just so lucky that I'm doing something.
Oh, really? No, it's funny, I'm talking so much shit right now, I don't even realize who I'm talking shit to.
Yeah?
I just realized now who I was talking to.
When, just now?
Yeah.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Someone else, I don't know. Someone else on the chat line or something.
You were. I wasn't saying anything.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. But you interjected at the end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shut up.
You got the right one, baby.
I'm so, trying to get this shit in right now, man. I just submitted the fucking paper I had to write. It's ridiculous.
Now what?
Now I'm doing the psychology on workplace attitude assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I already did my discussion questions. And now I'm going to submit them, and then I'm done. Then I'll be watching Housewives of Atlanta Reunion, part one.
Good for you.
Yo. Shut the fuck. I ain't no way in this room for you, dog.
I'm just trying to. Would you like to have
a suckle at my
bitch ass
nigga,
mom.
Stop. Give me. Give me.
You know what? Give
me.
Give me. Really? Oh, yeah, let's go.
Words, you hear it? Sounding like sexual.
What'd you say?
Sounding like sex over there.
I yawn.
I like sex.
Okay.
Yeah. I noticed.
That was a yawn.
I noticed.
I'm glad you noticed.
There's just too much sexual energy.
Well, speaking of sexual energy, take some control. Men don't always like to be the one in control. So don't be afraid to speak up and tell him what you love. Make sure you use positive reinforcement, for example. Rather than saying something like, I don't like when you do that, try saying, I love it when you do it this way. This will give your man some self-confidence, and he will think it's way sexy that you know what you want, how you want it, and you aren't afraid to speak up and take charge.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like big. I wasn't typing.
I mean, but that's kind of like babying somebody. Like, I don't want you to fucking, if you don't like something, you tell me you don't like it. Because 9 times out of 10, you're going to like it.
Can I just say something? Like, I'm a firm believer in a lot of people don't say, they allow people to do things to their body and they don't say anything about it. And then they really don't ever get certain pleasures that they are entitled to because they, and it goes like with women. Women don't want to understand that your body is so capable of like doing so many different things, but they just let themselves just like taking that, like they'll just let a man just do anything to them. My whole thing is if it doesn't turn me on, it shouldn't turn him on. A man should get turned on just by watching a chick be turned on and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? all of that shit, letting somebody do some shit to you that you don't like, why do it? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. It's not happening.
I'm not doing it. Not having it.
Mm-mm.
Not going down.
No way.
I'll feel you on that one.
Oh, yeah.
But if you do what I like, you'll be happy out of the outcome when you do what I like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What is it you like?
Depends. Several different things. I mean, you know.
Hey, female.
Huh?
Where you at?
Excuse me?
Where?
Oh, God.
Where you stay at, girl?
I forgot where I was.
That was me laughing, dog.
I really forgot where I was.
You forgot where you
were. Like
I laugh like a bitch?
Yeah.
No doubt. And I laugh like a bitch, and you are a bitch. Go figure. It takes you a while to think about that. I understand. You're lost right now.
You a bitch. Shut up.
I don't doubt.
Come on, money. Stay stay focused on the female, homeboy.
Yeah, why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to the female, dog?
Do you hear the way that sounds? Stay focused on the female.
You ain't no female, bitch.
I'm believing legend.
5. 2.
Exactly.
How many niggas? How many bitches?
Everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody wants to be a singer. All on the fucking chat line.
Word.
Everybody wants to be a tough guy.
Word.
Like, you know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here. Everybody wants to be a fucking baller. All on the chat line.
Everybody's living life to a rap song.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with them.
What's going on?
These rap songs,
they become their reality. And it's better for them to cope by singing and repeating a song about someone else's diamonds and someone else's jewelry, then they get in the mirror and they practice and they, you know, do all the hand gestures and the body language, and they feel good about themselves.
The funny thing about it is that these brothers...
And the people that come on here and pop shit and rap and
mm-hmm.
do shit is the same one that you walk down the street, they looking at you out the corner, they eye don't even raise their face.
Ha, 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 ha.
How about that?
It's the same motherfuckers that go to the fucking the nearest bodega or grocery store to buy an iced out watch that looks real for $2.
They don't even do that. These are the people that don't come out. These are the people that have 5 different phone lines in their house. When the chat line is busy, they're calling and calling and calling. They don't come out. Talk about compulsive disorders. I will assess everyone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Mimi, mama, mumu, ma.
Oh,
what are you, Japanese?
What?
What?
Your man needs some attention to feel good about himself, too. Give him the same kind of attention that you love. Nibble his ear. Kiss his neck. Show some extra love to his, you know. No one wants to be ignored, and this goes for guys, too.
And let me tell you, you ignore them, you will lose them. That's true facts. They'll be out. Families and all. Don't even matter.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but that's life.
You know he was talking to the ladies just now, right?
Huh?
He was talking to the ladies about the men.
I know.
Okay.
It goes both ways, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
It is.
Women are capable of it. I mean, it's the same thing. Ain't nobody better than anybody else.
Yeah, some women, you don't eat their pussy. You go, okay, I'm going to get Tyrone to eat my pussy then.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Get Tyrone to
eat. Yeah. It's true, though.
It is true, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting, man.
Because what is that? Like, I feel like if it's my pussy, like, and maybe I'm an old-fashioned nigga, but I feel like if I'm sharing, like, you know what I'm saying, that part of myself with you, that's my pussy.
All right,
and
but if you're not eating it, then what? If she's your girl, fuck her
I mean,
and eat her pussy.
You're right. That's your girl. I told them I'm going to make the shirts. That's your girl, dog. Fuck her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't have a problem with eating the pussy, so that you couldn't hypothetical that with me. Cause
nobody was trying to hypothetical with you. You're the one who jumped in talking about.
I understand that.
Oh.
I understand that. I'm just saying. All right?
I understand that, too.
I would never deny her my tongue. Come on. What is that? She's not going to deny me her throat.
Fucking throat. Oh, God. This just sounds so fucking vulgar.
It is
why the fuck does everybody make fun of the way I talk? I mean, what is it?
Because you
with your proper ass.
Because you enunciate, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I love that shit. That's what's up.
My mother tells me I talk ghetto.
Oh, wow.
Hello? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, tough guy.
I heard that. Like I
said,
it is vulgar. And she is definitely going to open her throat because, you know, it can't just fit in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It does what? Say that again. I want to hear that one again. Say it again. What?
I said she's got to open her throat because it can't all fit in her mouth.
So what is this chick? She's like a boa constrictor?
You want to do porno with me? What the fuck?
Really,
gay ass nigga.
Seven.
Zero.
It's more than a mouthful. You know what I'm saying?
So is it like a boa constrictor? I mean, what are you looking for? A boa constrictor to like dislocate their jaw?
No. What I'm looking for is a woman that'll suck my dick.
That is one talented woman.
Nah, it's not talent. It's just practice.
That's circus sideshow freak.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
You know what? I don't even need her to deep throw my dick. Like, it's not important to open her throat, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely need to fucking in the back of her pussy, like the back.
You need what?
Oh my goodness, I will
like
do
the
Gucci.
Back. So like, I mean, so far back that my dick starts bending because it can't go no more. I need to feel that. That's what I need to feel. The throat, she can have a throat.
Hello.
Mm-mm. Hey, yo, shorty, do you believe in fellatio?
Believe in fellatio.
I guess she doesn't. She left the room.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? She probably didn't know what the fuck it was. She probably thought I asked her if she had a disease or something.
Hello?
Hey, yo, shorty, do you believe in giving head?
What's up? What?
Do you believe in giving head?
No, I don't. Yes, I do, but only with my sexual partner.
Now, if your sex partner wanted to shove his dick in your mouth so far.
Come on, hater. Yo.
Seven.
Four.
Hello.
Five.
Oh, boy.
Eight.
Three.
Hello.
You know what seems amazing? How this nigga SD always ends up calling 7 minutes before the show goes.
You act a monkey. We keep bananas.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga's stupid.
Hey, yo, sure. Do you believe in giving head?
Not to a Mexican, no. That's a helper.
All right, so, but when you do give head, can a guy put his dick so far that his dick starts to bend?
No, we don't say that about throat.
Why would it bend if it's on hard? Why not?
Because a lady vibes slow.
Explain to her.
It'll bend.
It could bend because if I shove my dick all the way in your mouth to the point where there's no more dick, you can't take no more of my dick in your mouth. You know what I mean? It can somewhat bend at the bottom.
Bend where? Like,
hell,
man, that's it. Ashley, you know what he's talking about?
No, not at all.
Well,
I'm trying to see. Wait. Now. Okay, if you throw a penis.
A penis. How about this?
Basically, he's saying it's skull fucking you. He's going to be fucking your skull. What he's saying. I mean,
who's the freak who that knows about all of this?
That's D in the building.
Who's the freak who that knows about all of that?
Every time he comes in here, he just brings the ugly out of me. I can't.
The ugly out?
I wasn't there. You know what's funny? You know what? It doesn't
even
matter.
Just come in mid-sentence and just start popping shit.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to get under the skin. That's why I am a co-host. I am here to get under the skin. I am here to get
radio.
Under the skin.
You ain't going to get under my skin.
I told you, only from 8 to 10 you can catch me like this, but...
What the hell is wrong with this girl? Oh, my God.
She's not. No. Who are you talking about, your daughter?
The psycho. What's the problem, little girl? I says, mind your business. What's the problem?
Girl, permanent.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Nobody's playing with you. 10
oh,
o'clock.
Oh, you heard what I said? What? Oh, I thought niggas heard me. Nah, light up, though. Just did, partner.
Well, give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I'm trying to do my stuff, and you come on. Like, let's go. Seriously.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
We
may
man.
We be back.
We
may
man.
We be back.
We
may man. Schedule the show.
Baby.
What is that?
That's the sex tell bandits, man.
Word.
Hello.
Baby. Baby.
Who said hello?
Baby butt.
Sound like you said
hello. No, I need to say hello. I know you called her saying hello. Nobody called her. Nobody called her.
Diaper button.
Hey, everybody. What can I do for $10? Hey, what can I do for $10?
$10.
Oh, shit. You need me for $10.
What is it? Oh, matter of fact, $8 because I just bought two.
I'm interested. Tell me more.
You need to go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
If I see you again tonight, I'm going to
smack
you.
The shit out of you. Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding.
Say another word. Say another word. I'm going to smack the shit out of you.
Go to your bed.
Man.
Baby bud.
Ooh.
I
said I'm about to talk shit about you.
Mm-hmm. We man. Together
still.
We man.
No lie, dog. My man.
There's
the show. Let's slap out. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We'll be on here tomorrow.
from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday. SD, since he's so smooth with the fucking shows and shit, what's Friday going to be?
I think it's something, then.
All right, well, we will be posted. Stay tuned for the extra edition. Hit us up at mocospace.com/THE_TD_show. Twitter.com/AB_radio. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_show. Actually, no. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Well, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
This is the part of the show. This is the part of the show where we kick niggas' girls off the bed and make their moms get on.
Baby, baby.
Niggas' moms in the lurch for like the last half an hour, so you know.
Hey, yo, shorty.
We're gonna light up first and ask the Dutch on the fucking butt, and then we're gonna throw on the bed and go in on her like savage beasts.
Hey, yo, shorty, you fucking cum slut.
Come
guzzling queen. God, all
right, I gotta go now. My show is on.
Water.
Okay.
Water.
Yeah, this is your boy Blaz. Bossy baby.
Only babies that get busted, the babies are busting your mom's blouse.
Blouse.
Yeah, this is your boy Blaz. Bossy baby.
Such a baby,
bitch,
man.
Oh, son, you sound mad pussy.
Hey, this your boy, Blast,
bossy,
baby.
Oh, you sound like a dumbass, man. Word up.
You sound pussy.
Hey, and your pussy.
Hey, this your boy, Blast, bossy.
It's
a ballhead,
asshole.
Yo, dog. Fuck you, asshole.
Hey, this your boy, Blast, bossy, baby.
Someone need to bust you in the face with a bottle. Faggot, get out of here.
This your boy, Blast. I'm a bossy, baby.
You're actually a pussy. That's what you are.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, this your boy, Blast.
Shut the fuck up.
That is your boy Blind, bossy baby.
Yeah, you motherfuckers is lucky my switchboard is acting up, man. I'll be playing Matt multiple sound effects right about now.
What are you saying, Blind?
Fuck you, asshole.
This is your boy Blind, baby, and I'ma change my voice. Oh, my goodness gracious, you talking to me, my friend? You trying to get tough on me, play your stupid music, that hip-hop bullshit? Just because I got that done on my phone, don't mean shit, my friend.
Shut up, pussy.
You need to get out of here.
Shut the fuck up.
Get the hell out of here.
Nine.
One.
Fuck up. Who's in a row?
Who's in a row?
Yo, dog. It sounds like you trying to say something ignorant to one of my brothers. And if I was you, I wouldn't do that. So I'm going to give you another chance. All right, you dumb fuck. Yo, dog. You know what the funny thing about it is? You're going to fucking hang up the phone and realize that your mom is on. You're going to see a trail of fucking pussy period blood out the fucking, all the way out to the curb. You're going to see skidded tires, silly motherfucker. Because your mom is getting gang raped by monkeys right now. Pussy.
Translation. Why are you
touching her titties.
Yo, dog, your grandmother look like Meek Mill.
Oh, man, I'm touching her titties. Oh, man, those titties are nice. Oh, man, I can't wait to suck your mouth's titties. Oh, man.
Oh, wow, you sound like...
Oh, man, those titties are nice.
Hey, yo, dog, I actually have a...
Hey, those titties are beautiful.
I have a tape recorder of me fucking your mom. You want to hear it?
And I got a voice recorder of me getting head and phone sex with your mom.
Yeah.
I'm
about to play it for you right now.
No, I'm going to play it for you right now. Watch this.
I was getting high and heavy, man. I couldn't help it, dog.
I don't want to feel like sucking.
Suck it, bitch.
I was trying out for the loop.
Suck it, bitch.
I don't want to do it.
Suck it, bitch.
You know, I had to go in. I had to go in hard, you know what I mean? It was a bit of a
fucking the shit out of your mama.
You don't sound like you sound like a faggot, dog.
I sound like your dad. I'm gonna be fucking your mom. You're gonna be calling me daddy.
Yeah, it is, dog. You're a faggot, dog, man. You're a loser, too.
Use a homo. It takes a fag to know a fag. Ooh, wee.
Wow, he admits to being a faggot.
Ooh,
what's going on here?
He got kind of quiet there. He's thinking to come with a good comeback.
Nah,
okay.
I'm about to play this tape before I see your mom. I'm about to take this, this is me and
I'm
your mom.
I'm fucking your mom, man. How about that, homo? You're gonna be calling me daddy. No, I'm saying. See, you have to record it, nigga. I told you I'm fucking the shit.
Told you that was your mom.
Listen.
Yeah.
See, fucking the mom. Look how good I fuck her. Watch this. Listen. Yeah, boy.
That's your mom,
you
dog.
Like that. You see that?
See,
don't get mad.
I see what your mom said to you, dog.
Damn, that
shit's
so
funny. The funny thing about it, dog, I see what your bitch-ass father saw on your slut-ass mom.
Call me daddy.
I mean, it is what it is, though.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Hey,
your mom looks good. What can I say?
Who's in the room?
Yeah, this stud daddy. He called me stud dad.
Nigga studded his ass off, though. You sound like you got potato chips.
Yeah, I sound like it.
Q.
Yo, who's in the room?
Word. Yo, who's there, man? Yo, who's in here, ma?
Ma!
I know that they pussy because they ain't the same in police as well, nigga.
Hell yeah, with all that fucking weight, how niggas be holding?
Yo.
Yeah, that nigga be holding the motherfucking weights all day, that's why. Next thing. He's gonna be knocking niggas the fuck up. Knocking niggas out. Knocking the fuck out.
Word. Knock niggas on their back.
Put niggas on their asses. That's why they invented ass bags.
Basically, back bags.
Diaper chin straps and all that.
A diaper chin strap.
Word, life bag. They put their life in the bag.
Niggas try to get a chin bag.
Early. Trying to get ASL light up.
Gotta get yourself a neck bag, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You neck might bag. Need that, fam. That's not looking mm-hmm. kosher right there, dog.
Nah, I don't.
Call me Dracula, because all I do is count chips. Your money, money. I ain't talking about the mouse trick.
Okay.
These girls running like I just threw the bouquet.
Yeah,
they know
right.
I'm headed to the top like a toupee. No,
why
I'm a bum.
Why
are
you singing
that? I know they got me on all the stuff to transfer. I'm on stage. I'll be a clown. Just make a lift at the clown. I think she needs the hind leg. She's a choking spot. She gets so bad. And I'm killing these bitches like fucking it up. Yeah.
Shut up, bitch.
Thank you.
Why are you biting other people's rhymes, bitch?
Because she's a dumb
call
bitch.
Me Dracula, because all I do is count shits. I'm biting, bitch. How many songs
yo,
did you fucking beat these?
Yo, shorty, you're biting other people's rhymes, man.
You're not going to answer me.
I guarantee you, hold on, you just got biting off somebody. How am I biting off somebody? Explain that, bitch, because I'm rapping with...
11.
2.
I'm just in the room. I'm not going to argue with you.
Biting. That's that shit that she just heard that on BET Awards.
That's that Nicki Minaj shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, does she really be rhyming, though, or does she be biting rhymes? I ain't never heard no bitch have some skills with unless someone ghost wrote for her.
I mean,
that bitch is a rag bitch. Bitch is just like from all of the day.
I don't know, but her ass is mad, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Come on, Pa.
Come on, Roach.
My dance cam. They know they grouchy like I scout the trash can. I'm on stage. You can sit in the crowd. I be up in there just in the crowd. I think she keeps her high place. She's a choking sign. She gets no burn. No smoking sign. Yeah. Metaphor
yeah,
heaven.
Yeah.
Today I'm still kicking out my clothes for a 7. Mac and cheese. I'm chicken or guts. But I'm mac and cheese. Bitches like pulling it up.
I'm about to poot on you in the toilet, and I just ate 10 Doritos. Word.
Smut.
Shit.
Smut. Scuttlebutt.
Smut.
Baby smack smack.
Bueno.
Yo, what's good, sexy?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo se llama, mami?
Oh, you don't even know Spanish, bye.
Yeah, I do know Spanish. You know what? I'm a father.
11.
3. Move.
Hello?
Look, you dirty Mexican bitch. I don't know Spanish. I know all the dirty words. All right, you fucking scut. Get out of here. What are you doing in my country without a fucking green card, huh?
I was born here.
Now, why don't you play Uno with Mexicans? Because they're still all the green cards. Dirty bitch. Come up in here talking about how hot is the taco sauce in Spanish.
12.
3.
Don't keep singing what I done told your ass.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Moment, stop.
Tu madre puta, sucia.
Look, this motherfucker's trying to speak Spanish. Don't even know what the fuck he's saying.
Yo, dog, I know exactly what the fuck I said, man. Your mother talking to me. She just talked to me. I got a bent over right now, taking hot lit matches in her ass.
Lit matches in her butt.
Yeah, lit matches in her butthole. I just lit a fucking incense, and I just shoved it in your mouth, butthole.
She gotta stay bent over. She gotta stay bent over so it can burn. She gotta stand up so that the smoke like burns her ass.
DJ Socio, ¿cómo te llamas?
Look, you chicken and waffle eating bitch. Oh, don't you got some sand to be fucking digging or some shit? Don't you got a house to be fucking building with your bare hands? Don't you got some fruits to be selling in the morning on a busy intersection? Some dead flowers? Hello. I know I call you, so I just...
What?
What?
You heard what I said, you smart.
Oh, show.
Travel.
Your mother is a cabron. Cabrona.
Hey, Wally, yeah.
Your mother, your grandmother, your auntie, your sister, your other sister, and your stepmoms.
It's always the stupid motherfuckers that get shot.
I mean, I'm not going to get shot by you. That's a
of
joke.
Course, right, because I don't know what you said, so I don't give a fuck, nigga.
I mean, I'll give you my address, but you won't take a plane out here.
So therefore, you're right. You won't come to my address. You're just pussy.
Money, I got money to blow.
You're
like
pussy.
That, because it's pain smacked in your face, nigga.
It doesn't sound like you. You know, you don't sound like a tough guy. So I can't believe you. You're a pussy, though.
I mean, you
believe that.
Yeah, you are a pussy. That goes without saying. Sound like everything you're saying right now leads to the possibility of you definitely, most certainly, being a pussy. So let's not even waste time.
Get up. Oh, shit. Yo, what up, Shelly? Give me a fuck on my face page, you dirty-ass Mexican.
Who the fuck you talking to?
Talking to you, you sexy bitch. How old are you? That shit dip.
This is it. Michael Jackson now playing in theaters in IMAX. Man, that shit sold out like a motherfucker. Yo, what do you think of that devil, though?
Yo.
Oh, this nigga back from ATL, holla at the cell. This pussy ass, man.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Who made the lyrics?
Nigga gonna tell me how I did it, B.
Word. Who made the lyrics?
No, why? Got the bubbly pouring through me. Got the bubbly pouring through me. Got the bubbly pouring through me.
Hello.
What's good, sexy?
What up?
How you doing?
Who is that?
This is GQ.
What up, GQ?
What up?
I'm chilling. You got a MySpace page? I'm in New York. Hey, yo, ladies, y'all got a MySpace page? That's not you, broke ass bitches.
Broke smart. Broke scab butt.
Smut back. This chick out in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how these bros gonna be fucking responding back.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she got some big ass milk thuds, I'll tell you that.
Yo, I was saying business with big mouths. I love that shit, son.
With what?
A big mouth.
A big mouth? Hell yeah. Sure, you got a big ass bed, though.
Yo.
What's good? I can't tell you what's good, but I can tell you what's great. Your mother's pussy.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's all right. I've had better, but you know, her mouth definitely makes up and picks up the slack that her pussy leaves because it's all mashed up like it's been run over by fucking 18-wheeler tires.
Ah, shit. 18-wheeler tires.
Her legs spread faster than a fucking cold in the first grade classroom. and her legs spread wider than the national deficit.
Oh, shit, man. Who the fuck? Who won that game, man? Yankees game.
Now you're 6-2, Philly.
This is a damn shame, dog.
Damn sure is.
Oh, I was talking a lot of shit to you, man. You were going to murder y'all niggas, man. Fuck out of here. Fuck Philly. And these niggas is fucking up.
Nigga, first of all, it was the first game. Second of all, you a New York fan. You're not a Philly fan. That's number one. Number two. Number three is I got your mom in the headlock. So even if you wanted to be a Philly fan, then, you know, she can go out the fucking window or into the oven head first.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. What's good, shorty? Where you from?
It's cold. From Chip.
You're from where?
Noise.
Yo, shorty, you better speak up. You're going to piss me off, all right? Where you from?
Don't trip Arizona, nigga.
Oh, Arizona. Oh, okay, my bad.
I don't want to go to motherfucking Arizona.
Hey, what did you say?
Illinois, Chicago.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
19.
You got all your teeth? It sounds like you're missing a couple.
What?
You have all your teeth? Because it sounds like you're missing a couple.
Hey, so, what's good, man? Let's go private, man. Let's go private.
That's not going to work, dog. You're not going private, man. That's not going to work. You should know better than that, dog.
You're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere, man.
Come on, give me a three.
You're not going private with this bitch, dog. I'm telling you right now, man.
Go up, man.
Yeah, that might work, bro. But I'm a follow, though. I'm a follow. Let's go. Press 7, baby girl. This nigga thirsty as shit.
Boy,
I don't get no pussy on the streets, yo. Y'all fucking my shit up. Y'all fucking my whole time up. Pussy ass nigga.
Yo,
y'all niggas is baby butts, man. Word up.
What?
I said, give me your MySpace page. That's what I said.
Why?
Because I'm going to add you to my radio show that I'm on right now.
Your radio show?
Yeah.
Oh. Go to loca_crazy123@yahoo.com.
Yo, spell that shit out, man. I can't hear you because you're on speakerphone.
ZIE123@yahoo.com.
14.
5.
You
do,
phony ass.
Who's in the room, man?
You know it's the truth, Royal.
You are he say.
13.
A retarded bitch, man. Alright, so you said Loca Crown.
Oh my god, you're so fucking stupid.
How about this? I got a better idea. How about you put your fucking phone, your mouth to the phone so I can hear you clearly? It sounds like you ain't got no furniture in your apartment. I hear a bunch of fucking echoes and shit.
Bitch.
Ain't my motherfucking fault.
It is your fault, bitch. Get furniture.
Yeah, get some furniture, man. Crown fried chicken eating motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Blackhead bitch.
Hey yo, carajo, mira.
What?
Loca Crown.
Town.
T-O-W.
Oh my god.
Yo, Maverick Video, what's your URL?
Shut the fuck up, I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Ew.
That shit was crazy. Hey, yo, shorty, what's your MySpace? We're trying to add people to our radio show, and this stupid bitch in the background, she can't, her phone is broken, so the only way she can, the only way she can talk, the only way she can talk is over speakerphone. Like, she doesn't know. Yeah, what's your MySpace? What is it?
L-I-L.
L-I-L.
G-E-T.
G-E-T.
H-I-G-H.
H-I-G-H.
J-R-A yahoo.com.
J-R-A?
No, just J-R at yahoo.com.
J-R at yahoo.com.
And I'm warning you. And I'm a fat, ugly bitch. I'm warning you.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I mean, we adding you to the radio show, so we accept.
What's your MySpace? Yeah, what's your MySpace?
The MySpace is, what do you want, the URL?
You got it?
Hey, girl, what's your MySpace?
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm about to add you right
They're
now.
They call me AK.
MySpace is LILGETHIGHJRA@yahoo.com.
Hold on, Dad. You said 2 5. I don't even got a pen, see?
Yeah, look at him. He got to write it down on a pen. He ain't got a computer.
Hey, bitch, I got a computer. J.R. Shoot you with me.
Did you add me, nigga? Did you add me?
Shut the fuck up, man.
Hold on, girl. Hold on.
What the fuck are you talking about being fat? You far from fat, motherfucker.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah. I like that little, I like that fucking picture right there, the third picture. You already know that Kush picture.
Hey, take my email.
Shorty has a picture of like 5 or 6 buds outlined into a marijuana.
Hey, take my email down.
Hold on.
I'm adding baby girl. Hey, yo, Shorty. ABR Radio, Lena.
Email. That's me.
We just added you to the show, Angry Bastard Radio. So,
Shut the fuck up, dude.
That nigga's a fucking hater.
Yeah, he's mad right now.
You ready for
I heard that. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what's your email?
What's your email? What?
S in Frank, A-R-R.
Wait, you said F?
S as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
A. R-R.
R-R.
A.
A.
H.
H.
Underscore.
Love,
L-O-V-E.
Uh-huh.
89@yahoo.com.
89@yahoo. Yo.
No, I smoke that Kush all day.
I'm fat as hell, too.
That's what you need to send some over here. Word up, man.
I got that email, bitch.
You got it?
Yeah, nigga.
Damn, dog, like, what are you fucking, we got dry nuts or some shit?
What do you mean?
Watch your mouth.
Nah, this nigga over here, like, he's over here fucking all angry and shit.
Picture?
No, I'm saying, he must have dry nuts or some shit.
Oh, probably. But are you seeing my picture?
Yeah, I see your little sexy ass and your little sexy ass lips.
Like my eyes?
Yeah, you got some
like
sexy
the,
ass eyes.
Picture. I like the picture, bitch.
I just added your sexy ass, too. ABR.
That's the ass.
Angry Bastard Radio. ABR. That's what's going to pop up. Oh, by the way, I'm GQ, ladies. So when you go in there and you look for the pictures, I'm GQ.
Fuck you, nigga.
I'm Moreno.
Nobody
give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Moreno, some of them are cool.
Because
you're not talking.
Yeah. That's exactly the word. Some of them.
Yeah.
That shit is real, though. Yo.
Oh my god, I gotta take the biggest.
Diamond City Rose.
I'm so high as hell.
Hey, what's up, girl? You smell like Kool Aid, but it's all good.
You smell like Dario.
I do got Kool-Aid. You want to come lick me?
That nigga, oh, yeah, what's good? Let me come lick you.
Come on now. Come on now.
That's how you feel, GQ. Yeah.
That's how you feel, nigga?
Word, that's exactly how I feel. I love Kool-Aid.
That nigga,
come on. Hey, come on. That fucking dirty-ass Bill Hogan-looking bitch.
Shut up.
Come on
now.
Oh, yeah, I look like a pit bull. Okay,
come on
if
now.
You say so.
Yeah, you look like a pit bull.
You got an
M&M chin.
And you look like a fucking mouse.
Carolina.
Carlos, you're fucking hilarious. You know what? You make me laugh. Bro, like, why don't you go slit your wrist?
This nigga said an M&M chin.
Hey, I'll slit my wrist.
Max. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we about to get the fuck out of here. 6-4 hung up. I'm about to hang up. Oh, you still here? Oh, fucking, the nigga's still going in then.
Where your mama at?
My dad died of cancer.
Yeah,
my stepdad, stupid bitch. So fuck you. Fuck you,
Tyson.
No, you're
such a fucking coward, nigga.
Like,
I ain't no goddamn coward because I didn't die, did I?
Yeah, you
I live for a better purpose. I'm not trying to kill myself, you stupid slut.
Carolina, you are?
Call me Carolina.
You stupid slut.
Nigga, get off my dick.
Oh, shit.
Ain't nobody on your dick. You fucking, your clit probably looks like a dick, you sick bitch.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't get no pussy.
Nah, only your mom, you little bitch, nigga.
That doesn't count.
Your mom don't count.
My phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Come on
yes,
now.
Man. Hello?
Come on now.
Hey.
His mom
don't
have
her.
Everybody had her.
That bitch is bogus, but that one, she got boost.
I'm asking something my grandma says.
You fucking my dick.
And the funny thing about it is that only boost is going on. The mom's fucking with my dick.
Bolaka used to fucking with black niggas.
Hey, police. Where the police girl at?
Nobody. Yeah.
We the motherfuckers up with a party joke. Bukhari really fucks up. Bukhari phone good. But the niggas are black. I want to have a fastest rap battle, nigga. Who is that, Polish?
Yeah.
Well, she was talking about you.
Troll's trying to flow, nigga.
Hey, but for real, how does it feel to be a Polack?
Well,
I don't know what that feels like.
She ain't trying to flow. I can't.
Nigga says I'm ugly, yo. Carlos.
Oh, shit, you look like a dirty-ass fucking pit bull, bitch.
Yeah,
and you look like a fucking mouse, you fucking...
Yo, dog, man, that big-ass Rottweiler head you got, nigga.
Carlos, he ain't ugly, dude.
For real, like, far from...
Damn, Royal. Hey, Royal, why you trying to stick up for me, nigga?
Stick up for you? What you talking about here for you?
Yo, man, the only shit that's going on is that me and I seen your mom's open. I'm sick.
Hey, look, it's got everybody knows.
I'm fucking Royal.
Oh, man, you're fucking out
of here. He said Royal looks what?
Yeah, what?
I said Royal looks better than Carlos, that's for sure.
Damn.
No, what dude was saying in the background?
Hey, Polish, don't I look good?
Sure.
See?
You a big headed ass motherfucker. I'm a big headed nigga. Nigga, you asked the girl like fucking four times.
But why are you so concerned about it though, baby?
Yeah,
because
he's pussy.
Stay with that nigga. Quit being a big.
I know
head,
I look good, shorty. I know.
You might be cute to her, but to others,
nah,
you might
to you
be
too.
Ugly as hell, nigga.
I look good to you too.
Nigga, I ain't ugly. I play that.
Stop playing. I look good to you.
Nah, nigga, you won't look good to me.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, yo, dog, you should be a model for, but you should be a model for before shot.
Hey, shorty, I'm a webcam.
Hell no,
you
don't like white boys.
I don't like white boys.
I don't care.
Hey, yo, dog, you should be a model for before shot.
You don't like white boys because you ain't come across me yet, bitch.
Nigga,
fuck you, me.
A lot of fine ass white boys.
You slim, shady face having ass nigga, get out of here.
Nigga, shut your little loud looking ass up, nigga.
But you know what? I'm not that type of person. That's
this nigga look like Charlie Brown in the face.
Nigga, you look
hey
like
boy,
Chuck
get out of here.
You look like Chuck Norris in the face, nigga.
Nigga, your grandma look like Chuck Norris
nigga,
in the face, nigga.
You shut your ugly ass up. Nigga.
Are you judging men now? What's going on, man?
Faggot ass.
Nigga. If I was handsome, would you tell me you faggot?
I know.
Get out of here, you faggot ass nigga.
I know you tough over the phone. I know. Yeah.
Holes in the face, and he got freckles.
Yeah, I got freckles too.
This nigga look like Barney
hey,
in the
hey,
face.
Hey,
get out of here,
hey,
dog.
I'm an Irish nigga with freckles.
Nigga look like Governor McGreevy in
I
the
got,
face.
Got,
get out of here,
I got freckles, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Nigga look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the face. Strong-ass neck, nigga. Get out of here, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Michael Knight looking like motherfucker. Get out of here.
You tough over the
phone. Curly head bitch. Get out of here, nigga.
Hey, you tough over the
phone. Nigga got soul glow on his knuckles. Get out of here, pussy.
You tough
old ass track jacket you got on, man.
You a telephone.
You ain't cool with a fucking Hello Kitty track jacket, dog. Get out of here.
Damn, that nigga's the only nigga laughing.
Yo, man, I'm laughing at your life, man. Your life sucks, dog.
How do you know?
And you know, because you're a white boy and you're fucking on the chat line trying to get these bitches in my head. But you're not going to get no bitches, man. You pussy.
Who said I'm trying to get
you
bitches?
You pussy, man. Get out of here, dog. You're explaining yourself. Any man that explains himself to another man that he does not know, that he does not know, and starts to stare at that phone, 9 times out of 10, he's a pussy.
Me.
It is what it is. It is what it is, dog.
Nigger,
get out of here. He's judging men. What's going on? Why is he not judging men?
Right,
why is he judging men? Why is he judging men?
Nigga, being on my
no, man. Why is it? Wow. He's talking about men being on his dick. Wow.
Nigga,
even gayer. Even gayer. What is going on with this world?
Nigga.
Hey, these download niggas is coming out the closet nowadays, man. What's going on?
This nigga download nigga, damn.
Dirty ass Chicago white boy, man. That's disgusting, man.
You an ugly ass nigga.
He's still on the road talking to me, talking about how ugly I am.
Yeah, I am a dirty white boy.
That's pitiful, man. Pitiful.
Proud of it, too.
Yeah, you got close to $6 in your pocket, and you gotta come over here trying to shout at you.
Like
tough. Get out of here, dog. You're pussy, man. You're pussy, dog. And you're stuttering? And he's stuttering. Why is he stuttering, guys? Hey, people, why is he stuttering? He's talking to me. He's trying to make things out of nothing. He's trying to boost his life up, but his life really sucks, man. His life is doo-doo, man. It is what it is. It is what it is, though, dog. It is what it is, man. Fuck out of here, dog.
Pitiful.
Fucking get out of here, dog. You Hercules face having ass nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Get out of here. You pussy. Shut the fuck up.
I get ass nigga right there.
Alright, man. You pussy, man. This nigga's fun, man.
Get out of
here, man. Yeah, you pussy. Dirty ass white boy, man. Get out of here, dog. Yo, man, come on, man. Yeah, you dirty ass white boy. Nigga, still got. Yo, this nigga got on the Carl Canai Slim Shady outfit. Get out of here, dog. You happy as hell, Eminem is rapping, aren't you? Yeah, I know you happy. You happy that Eminem is rapping, right? Because you can, you know, you can probably put on a backwards hat. You can probably put on a backwards hat and put on some baggy jeans and shit. You can consider yourself urban now because Eminem is in the building, right? Yeah, I know. You're a pussy, though, man. You know you're a pussy. The reason why you know I know you're a pussy is because the chicks are still in the room and you're still talking to me.
Nigga ugly.
You're still talking, and he's still judging men, talking about they're ugly. What's going on?
Yeah, yes, sir.
You want to talk to me, then talk to the women. Fucking ass nigga, man.
I was trying to talk to a bitch.
Oh, yeah, dog. You got the option of putting 7 or 6, and you staying in the room with me. You're a faggot. You're a faggot, man. I mean, I can't respect you for that, man.
Yeah,
now you're talking about knocking niggas out. Come on, dog. The day I let a white boy knock me the fuck out, dog, is the day I die. Fuck out of here, man. You're a motherfucking pussy. You pussy, dog. You pussy, man. You pussy. You are a pussy, man.
How do you know?
You're a pussy, man. And you got a low phone. You have a very low phone.
How do you know?
I'm like, I'm shit on you right now. You pussy, though.
But how do you know?
You pussy, though.
How do you know?
You pussy. You pussy, because you're explaining yourself. That's all I know, nigga. Any man that stays in the room and instead of chasing pussy and wants to stay in the room and talk to the next man, he's a faggot, man. You know what I mean? You have the option to press 7 or 6 and you're staying in the room with me. So that says a lot about you, dog. Get out of here, yo. You pointy nose faggot. Get out of here, dog. Get out of here, man.
Nigga, stay gay.
Fuck out of here, man. They're still talking to me, man. Like, what's going on, man? Dirty ass white boy, man. Get out of here, dog. You got cold ass Chuck Taylors on your feet, man. Get out of here, man.
Hey, get your little sister,
guys. You got your little sister socks on, man. Get out of here, dog. Some little ass socks you got on, man. Get out of here, dog. This nigga got on a motherfucking white tee with a zipper in the back. Get out of here, dog. You faggot. Fucking plastic socks on, man.
You tough fucking, over the
phone. This nigga got on velvet sideburns. Get out of here, dog. They're trying to be like John B. in the face. Fuck out of here, nigga. You Paul Wall in the face having ass, nigga. Fuck out of here, man. Christopher Tucker looking like in the face ass, nigga. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Albie Shore in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck out of here, nigga. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty ass white boys, man. Get out of here, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got them old ass Paco jeans on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gene, where a motherfucker, you can fit a dictionary in your better pocket, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, man.
I'd love to see
yeah,
you.
Just come out of these white boys, man. These niggas is pussy.
Yeah, I know.
This nigga, see, you know what I mean? He trying his best, man. Oh, fat ass nigga. He fucking teeth and shit, man. You fuck all that pussy. You pussy. Leave, man. Get out of here, dog. Pussy. Shit on these niggas, man. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is our room, motherfucker.
Pancha, Pancha online.
Yeah, what's good, you sexy bitch?
Pancha do blowjob. Do get some blowjob? Does it? Is it channel? His channel?
Yeah, I'm not putting my dick in the mouth of a bitch that stutters. I'm good.
Is this channel?
Get your Chinese ass out of here, bitch.
Shit, my eyes. I'm on it now. Shoot fat rice. You order.
Shut your fat ass up, all right? Pumpkin head bitch. I ain't got time for you right now.
Your door. Please pay us.
Yo, your pussy stinks, shorty. Get out of here.
I'll teach your whole house, zombie.
I can't hear what you're saying. I can't understand the fucking word you're saying, bitch. I don't give a shit.
You not pay for shoot fat rice?
Oh, you started just now, bitch, and that was funny.
You pay for fat bitch.
Yo, shorty, I'm about to elbow you in your eye socket, all right? Pumpkin head bitch. Shut the fuck up.
You want an eye socket? Shrimp fried rice?
Shut up. You pumpkin head bitch.
Okay, I need side
beef. Big headed bitch. Shut the fuck up.
You shut fuck up.
Oh, man. Where's this girl's parents at, man? Like,
I'm from Chinese. I'm a Chinese restaurant. That's where I'm from. Pay up.
You're from the alleyway in the back of a Chinese
right now, dick.
You know, you're not funny, so I'm just going to leave the room.
No, stop.
One.
Bye-bye.
Still here, you stupid bitch.
Hello.
What am I here for you, dog? Roast.
Hello.
What's good, sexy?
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I can't complain. Where you calling from?
Chicago.
You got MySpace?
No, Pancha don't have MySpace.
You said who don't have MySpace?
Pancha. Pancha do blowjobs real good.
Who the fuck is Pancha?
I got MySpace. Bitch, shut the fuck up, bro. I'll beat the fuck out of you, slut. Bitch, shut the fuck up trying to steal my man.
Yo, don't be fucking coming in here, yo. I'm not your man, you big head bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Get out of here.
She want the Chinese dick. She want the Chinese good dick. Fried dick.
Hey, yo, shorty, go up, man. I'm going to get that MySpace.
Ah, thirsty ass nigga. Holla back, bitch. Three.
I don't know. It's PIMP3325 at Yahoo.
Hello.
What is it?
PIMP3325 at Yahoo.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, look there.
POMP?
PIMP.
3325. Oh,
3325.
Pimp 3325. Where the North Shore girls at? What a
hoe is
it? Look in your mother's bedroom.
Bitch.
Shorty said, Pimp
3325.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. She's coming at you, shorty. Let her come at you. She look like Mr. T in the face. Don't let her come at you like that.
Bitch, fuck you.
Never. You look like a man. I couldn't fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hello? Hello? What up, female?
Yeah, ain't nobody call you, dog. Get out of here.
Hey, come to my home.
So down, yeah.
Yo, Angry Angry Bastard Radio sent you a friend request. All right, shorty. Look for ABR. Oh, shit.
Oh,
sure, he's 18 years old. She got a stuffy. Rafi is a big ass.
Hey, gorda,
oh,
gorda, what's up, gorda? Hey, puñeta.
Yo, word up, show. You got a fat ass.
Hey, puñeta.
You're fucking crazy. You got a wagon. If that's you, you got a fucking wagon. Yeah, you got a big butt.
Hey, this is your big daddy, motherfucker. Mojado.
A big old baby bed.
I'm pretty too.
BB bed. What happened?
I said I'm pretty.
Hey, yo, give me a show title for Friday. Like, what's a good show title?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Gorda, bomba.
Something catchy for Friday.
Bomba.
All right, fuck it. I'll put Fetish Fridays. Fetish.
Puñeta.
Friday. Fetish Friday. Yeah, when you gonna check that MySpace, shorty?
Hmm?
When you gonna check your MySpace?
In the
yeah, when you see ABR, that's us. Angry Bastard Radio. Just look for GQ. I'm GQ.
Hello.
That is Friday.
Hello.
Yeah, dog, shut your bitch ass up.
Hello. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey eat some pussy do. Go climb on the
yeah,
tree.
You know it's amazing.
Monkey.
I saw
go
your mother.
Go climb on the tree. Start singing.
Oh, you started.
It's
your fat ass up, nigga.
The fuck up. It's your fat ass. It's your motherfucking ass. Take that fucking taste out your motherfucking mouth, bitch.
Pussy dog, shut up.
Shut up, you fucking monkey with your nappy ass head.
Bro. I'm not a monkey if I don't climb trees. Y'all do. Y'all gotta get coconuts. Y'all gotta get mangoes. Y'all gotta get bananas. Y'all gotta get oranges. Every fruit that y'all eat is on a fucking tree. So how the fuck am I a monkey? Do your math, dog. Think about it. Seriously. Watermelons are grown on the ground. Watermelons are grown on the fucking ground. Every fruit that you eat, everything that you eat, every garden product that you eat, every coconut juice, coconut milk, everything that y'all eat is on a fucking tree. So you would be a monkey 10 times quicker than me, stupid. Motherfuckers leave after that. They don't think. You gonna call me a monkey, but you climb trees to get coconuts. Get the fuck out of here.
But you look like one.
I mean, I fuck like one, honestly, to tell you the truth. Ask your mom, man. I fuck like a gorilla. That's why she called me King Kong Dick. So I'll take that one. But y'all climb the trees to get coconuts for your loved ones.
But you look like a gorilla.
So cute. So I do look like a gorilla. You're absolutely right. I do.
No, it's just your face.
And I fuck like one.
Your face just.
And it's amazing how you're admiring my face. You checking my face out like that, dog?
Yeah,
I knew you Spanish niggas was gay, man.
Because
y'all climb trees. Y'all cut up bananas. Y'all cut up bananas and make French fries out of them because it's too cheap
to get
some
potato. You got to overbite. You got to overbite. Your face is smashed up.
I don't have an overbite. I don't have an overbite, dog.
Yeah.
I don't have an overbite, but you're checking my facial features out a little too much right now, dog. You're checking my facial features out a little too much. Dirty ass Spanish nigga. It's amazing how these dirty ass Spanish niggas. It's not, and you know what's funny? It's amazing how these Spanish niggas is faggots. They talk about brothers. Yo, you faggot ass Spanish niggas, man. Y'all niggas be calling each other poppy and shit. Get the fuck out of here, dog.
That's the Puerto Rican.
Ain't a Puerto Rican. Dominican, Puerto Rican, Mexican, y'all are the fucking same.
Hell.
Fuck out of here, y'all are the same, bro. Y'all be calling each other poppy.
Y'all be beating y'all.
Yeah,
y'all be beating y'all bitches because y'all fucking. Y'all got low self esteem.
Try again.
I'll let your wife looking at my girl. Oh, go for her ass. That nigga's a trash, man. That's why y'all Puerto Rican bitches be coming at. That's why the Spanish bitches be coming to the niggas, man. That's why the Spanish bitches be coming to the niggas. You're fucking acting all foolish because you know what's the real deal.
Try
you know what's real deal. Like, your girl probably left you for a Negro. You're angry about that.
Again.
We got that King Kong. You're absolutely right. We got this gorilla penis, man.
I mean,
just climbing up trees and getting coconuts and knocking them off, you know, and bowling with coconuts and shit. Like, what's going on? They're tired of that man making fucking potatoes out of bananas and shit. Like, yeah, I ain't making french fries out of bananas. What's going on, dog? And they have the nerve to add salt, pepper, and ketchup to it. Like it's a fucking potato. Broke-ass Spanish nigga, man. Oh, that nigga left, huh? Yeah, I figured he'd leave. He's a pussy. All right, tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, we will be hosting our show from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be a two-hour special. It's going to be Fetish Fridays. I'm going to talk about a bunch of freaky shit. All the shit that I wanted to talk about today that we couldn't talk about, and I'll have it laid out to ask people. And we're going to start off with Foxy Brown featuring Khalees. I taste just like candy. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And, you know, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Good night. Yo, Six. Yo. That's a done deal for that nigga. We out of here. Peace out.